Whiskey Boys coming at you 100 kilometers an hour straight out of the vagina, ripping through the fucking womb to bring you the best of the best, better than the rest. Beat in our long, beefy voices to fuck the shit out of your ear pussies. Fuck the foreplay, we're just gonna spit on it. Fuck you, fuck me, fuck Spanky, fuck! Here we fucking go. Boom!
What the fuck was that?
I really hope your mom didn't hear that.
Yeah, so I hope she did hear that.
That was absolutely crude and awful. Is that what we really want to be about?
That's us.
Is that who the Brewski Boys are? Is this what we're giving to the people?
Yeah. You know what? What I don't like about a lot of podcasts is that they catch you on guard. This podcast, I want to catch everybody off guard.
That was 100% fucking nuts, because I think if I was listening to that, I was fucking going to turn it off, because I can't fucking handle what's going on now.
I'd probably drive right to a psych ward or something.
I'm glad you have two people there to fucking grab you and kind of bring you back. I'm allowed to swear on this thing, right? If he's allowed to swear.
Yeah.
That's how this is going to work,
right? Did I swear?
I don't know if you did.
I just blacked out. You did something. There's something.
Honest, you did something, and that was fucking nuts. And you know what? At the beginning, I was like, I don't think I really like that, but now I kind of like it a little bit more. I think more than I want to admit that I do.
It's already given us something to talk about, so.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good start to our very first podcast. I think it's a pretty monumental occasion, because this is the best podcast that people are ever going to hear. Again, this is the Brewski Boys podcast. Hey now, I'm your host, Sean.
I'm Spanky.
And I'm Milan.
This is going to be fucking awesome. I'm excited to be here. I hope you guys are excited to be here too.
I am uncontrollably excited to be here.
Again, who are we? We're the Brewski Boys. What are we? The best goddamn podcast you're ever going to hear. What are we going to bring to this podcast? What are we bringing to the podcast universe that has never been brought to it before?
I don't know. I just think good vibes. Well, actually, that's probably been brought to the podcast universe.
Good vibes is fucking dumb. We're not hippies.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. My bad. Sorry for trying to bring a little bit of peace.
Yeah, no. We are men, and I am tired of what you're bringing already.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a good idea one day, actually. I just thought to have a hippie on the show one day, just like interview, you know?
Just a dirty hippie.
Like somebody that's been to Woodstock or something.
Yeah. Like that guy. Yeah.
It's like an old hippie.
Yeah. Or like
We'll fly him up here.
Yeah. We got the money, right?
Well, I'm sure we don't have to fly any. I'm sure there's one nearby.
We're pretty secluded.
I think there's only 3 deaths at Woodstock. And none of them were drug overdose. Actually, I think one was a drug overdose.
Wasn't it drowning? Because it was by
one got run over. One got what?
I don't know.
No,
are we talking about the same thing?
Yeah. No. Okay. I don't want to state any facts. Cause I don't know anything. I might be wrong.
Yeah. All right.
The Brewski Boys is coming at you from Canada for
Northern Alberta.
Northern Alberta.
We're not going to be restricted by any fancy Canadian broadcasting laws either. We're our own sovereign states, our own fucking rules.
We're our own country.
Yeah, we're our own country. Brewski Boys is its own country. Lots of topics to talk about with you guys today.
Never even thought of that, actually. We could get in trouble for saying stuff on air,
It's a fucking podcast. That's the beautiful thing about a podcast is I'm allowed to swear. I can talk about whatever I want and nobody can do a goddamn thing.
Yeah. You know what's a good way to get some listens too? If we commit small acts of treason. Because then
Like crimes?
No. If we say something I bought 2 copies of the Communist Manifesto.
No,
and now you didn't do that. And now by saying that,
we're going to be on the news.
Yeah, people are going to be, whoever's in charge of that, the government, what's our version of the CIA?
I feel like there's a different route we can take.
Yeah.
What's our,
Yeah, but there might be another way to get people to listen to this that doesn't involve us going to prison.
Agree to disagree. Yeah.
I know the easiest way is usually the wrong way, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot of the wrong things that we do in this podcast, but I think we just got to do the wrong things right.
Oh, yeah. I like the way you worded that.
You know what? I think our tagline for our podcast should be the Brewski Boys. It's so wrong, it's right.
I think you're 100% right. There it is. You're so wrong that you're right.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Milan, you want to repeat that? Because I can't remember what you just said.
Brewski Boys, the podcast so wrong, it is right.
Wow. I like it. I think we'll roll with that.
Stepping stones.
Yes. Or how about the Brewski Boys, the podcast you don't want your mom to listen to. Yeah. The podcast you don't take home to mom.
How about Brewski Boys, we just fucked your mom.
Yeah.
Spanky, you got a good one? How about a good tagline?
How about Brewski Boys, you'll get so drunk listening to us, you won't even remember a fucking thing.
Yeah, that'd be ideal, the way this podcast is going right now. Yeah.
My favorite thing about doing a podcast that we wouldn't be able to do if we were on the radio, well, one, they would not let us on the radio.
Yeah.
We have no credentials of any kind of good on the radio. You know
why we could be on the radio, though? We all got the faces for it.
So, yeah, we definitely have faces for radio. Yeah. Another reason that that I love doing a podcast. Another reason I love doing a podcast, because I can drink during it. Milan supplied Glenfiddich 12-year.
12 years.
12 years.
Busting out the good stuff.
Yep. It is not that good, but I think it's going to work for this.
Yeah, I'm not a hard alcohol kind of guy. I'm more of a beer guy, personally. But
well, actually, I've had, me and Sean have had a really great scotch before at the Calgary Tower.
When you get good scotch, fucking rocks. When you get like the smooth, I like the oaky flavored kind of scotch. The thing about Spanky too, you love cheap beer.
I do. I love Old Milwaukee. Old specifically Milwaukee is the only kind of beer I drink. And it's the only kind of alcohol I drink pretty much.
So let's just say, one of our many fans that we are probably going to have in the future, or definitely have, sorry, not probably.
Yeah.
They come up to you and they offer you a Kokanee. What are you going to do?
Well, if it's free beer, I'll take it, but but I'll definitely stick to Old Milwaukee every time I get drunk.
I was expecting like a freaking
punch. I'm going to throw a punch. I'm going to smack right in the face.
Even though Kokanee is a terrible beer, personally, I think.
I think if anybody was offering me a Kokanee, I would take that as an insult and I'd fucking smack him right there. Tell him, get out of my.
Okay, I'm going to stick up for Kokanee right here. Okay. Because I was working in Rainbow Lake, which sucked. Sorry if you live in Rainbow Lake, but there's just...
We're not sorry.
Not too much to do there.
Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag, sorry, not sorry.
And I was doing some commercial roofing. It was the hardest job I've ever done. And like my first day working there, the sun was beating down on me. I wanted to quit.
Like you were on TV in commercials?
Yeah. No. It was just a job. And I wanted to quit so bad.
Yeah, continue.
I wanted to quit so bad, but I was working in Rainbow Lake, so I stuck there for the whole week. Like, I couldn't just drive back to Peace River. Like, I got a ride there with somebody.
Yeah.
So I finished off the week, and then we went to a bar, and my boss ordered me a beer, and it was a Kokanee, and that was the greatest beer I've ever had in my whole entire life.
Yeah, okay, like, hard-working beers, like... Drinking a beer at the end of a hard day fucking rocks, no matter what it is.
I was just about to say, like, if anything, that's like proving our point that Kokanee is a shitty beer, because it's like it still tastes good to you, because I'm pretty sure like warm apple juice after that day would be fucking delicious. You know,
you got yourself a point.
I don't think warm apple juice would be delicious in any circumstance.
Hey,
it was probably just like anything but working was better than working.
Yeah, I exaggerated a bit, but you get my point.
Hey, with the holiday season right around the corner, you know what's really exciting that we can start drinking? A fucking spice rum and eggnog.
I don't like eggnog or spice rum.
Wow. So, I don't think you're going to be drinking that at all.
I think I might have heard once or twice you only like Old Milwaukee.
Yeah. Do you like Old Milwaukee? I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't like it. I fucking love it.
Wow.
Fucking.
To this guy, Old Milwaukee is a fucking religion, apparently.
It is, yeah.
Would you kill your dog to drink an Old Milwaukee?
Depends what kind of breed.
Like the dog you currently own?
Oh, I thought you're just like being like hypothetical. Oh, I can't even speak. But The dog I have, yeah, I would easily kill it.
For you know what? I think...
What's the bare minimum of beers?
For like... Oh, bare minimum? Like... Maybe like 30 beers.
And then you'd kill your dog.
For like... Oh, Milwaukee? Well, yeah. It's not even my dog. It's my mom's dog.
I'm not sure if that makes it worse or better.
You guys are fucking disgusting. This is weird.
Hey, we're just working something out. Okay, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll discuss this later.
Yeah, continue negotiations later.
Yeah. All right. The fact that we're doing a podcast fucking rocks, and we all rock. We're all pretty good guys, I like to think. We're all pretty much... The nice thing about us doing this podcast is we're about as fucking normal and, you know, we're a man's man, I think, at the end of the day. When you look at us, you'd be like, Milan, you could be a man. Sean, you could be a man. Spanky, you might have used to be a woman, but now you're a man.
Hey, people change. Yeah. People change.
People change. So I think that's a cool thing that we bring to this podcast. Individually, what do you bring to the podcast? Spanky, what do you individually bring to this podcast?
Well, first of all, I bring a nickname, which either of you pussies have. Yeah. So, yeah.
That's good. You're protecting your identity.
Exactly.
We've already said a few very incriminating things. Yeah. So, I'm kind of wishing I had a nickname.
You know what?
Right now.
I won't feel so shitty when there's a warrant out or arrest for Spanky. Yeah, they're going to be like, who the fuck's this guy?
But, we're never going to get this guy.
You know what, though? Yeah. I know you pretty well, and I'm going to say, Spanky, there's already a few warrants out for you in a few different places.
Yeah. You're not allowed in a few states. You can't really go outside of Alberta. Yeah, I think...
I choose not to anyway.
Yeah, you choose not to. You're not bound by the law.
Yeah, no.
But that is the upside of having an alter ego. And let me tell you, it's one hell of an alter ego. And you know what? I think we should tell a kick-ass Spanky story right now.
Milan, you got a good Spanky story you're going to share with us?
I have so many Spanky stories. Well, should I tell a Spanky story or a story about all of us?
I say all of us.
Yeah, let's show these people who we are. They don't want to just listen to three normal guys sitting in a basement recording a podcast professionally. They want to listen to three dudes they want to get a drink with. I'm a fucking guy that I want to drink with. I drink with myself all the time.
The story I was thinking, I'm not sure if they'd want to get a drink with us after this story.
Yeah, I know what story it is already.
Yeah, I think it's like
I don't think
really
I was there.
Defining you were there. Moment in our history.
You were there, right?
All right, well, continue. Let's share it.
At a little place I like to call Rivieras.
It's called Rivers, the bar.
Rivieras.
Yeah. But Milan pronounces it Rivieras.
Okay, right, I'm just tell a fucking story.
Shit. Let's get going.
So it was the summertime. We're just winding down after a nice hot day. We came to my place for some steaks and some light drinking. And we saw.
Hey, with us, like what? I think a normal person defines light drinking a lot differently than we define.
Okay, so. When we light drink, I think that basically means we drink as much as we can until we can't drink anymore.
You mean like we were drinking light beers?
I was drinking a Milwaukee.
Yeah,
that's, that's a fact. That's a cold, hard fact.
All right, Mom, continue. Sorry.
Okay, anyway, so we were pretty drunk and we saw an aerobic video on television. There was three guys in it. And they did quite the move, and it was all synchronized, and it looked really nice when they did it. And basically what it was is one guy went into the push-up position, and there was three of them, so that's how we got the idea, because there's three of us. The next guy grabbed his ankles, and he started doing push-ups. And then the last guy grabbed the second guy's ankles, and then they started doing a triple push-up, moving in one singular motion. So it was... It looked really great when they did it, so we're like, fuck yeah, let's practice this right now.
I think another thing that made it so great is that it was like a corny 80s video, Our Lives not a corny 80s video, I think is why.
I wish it was, though.
Yeah. Continue with your story.
So we practice it, and we're a little buzzed at this point. We're like, oh, that was so awesome. It was so great. And
it's going to look so cool. Yeah.
And I should also mention, back then, all of us were in way worse shape. So
yeah, we were not in good shape.
They probably weren't very good push-ups.
No.
And they definitely were not synchronized and going down and up at the same time. It was definitely everybody at their own pace. So we head to the old Rivieras, and
which is just your standard nightclub.
Yeah,
it's below standard. Yeah, it's pretty terrible.
Yeah. Hey, I guess it's closing down, so I don't.
Really... And I'm not even allowed back in there anymore.
Oh, so. That's why you're talking shit. That's a story for another podcast.
No, it's a terrible story.
Okay. I don't think it's a good story at all.
Yeah, it's just, shitty. I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, Spanx is just an asshole.
Continue your story.
Okay, fucking back to this story. I believe we were blackout wasted at this point. Well, not totally.
At Rivers, yeah, we were pretty. I barely remember it.
Yeah, I remember it pretty good actually. I was fairly drunk. We were just dancing our asses off on the dance floor, the three of us. And then Spanky just starts clearing everybody out of the way. It's like,
get the fuck out.
Packed dance floor, too. It was a busy night. Like, how many people would you say were on that dance floor?
600.
No, okay. Yeah. Let's get rid of that. There probably wasn't even like a fucking 100 people in that bar.
Well, maybe like freaking like 30 people on the dance floor. Yeah, and it's like a probably... pretty small dance floor, so it was packed. And he just clears out the middle for us. And then he's like, let's do the triple push-up. And against all of our better judgment, we did the triple push-up. And I remember I was grabbing Spanky's ankles for some reason, and he was so drunk his ankles couldn't support my weight. So I started doing push-ups off his ankles, and his like whole body collapsed on the floor. And then Sean was going hard doing push-ups, and I think you actually like passed out on the floor.
No, I didn't. No way.
Or you...
No, I remember what happened after. We did, like, probably, like, 4 or 5.
No, I hopped out of there, like, after, like, 1 push-up. I was exactly. Oh, my God. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
You guys left me.
Ran away.
We were getting the fuck out of there.
And then I get up.
The most embarrassing thing somebody can do.
And then I get up, and then I start fucking dancing again, because I thought you guys were still there. Hey, like, with everybody else.
On the dance floor.
And I look around, you guys are fucking running off the dance floor. Now, you know how embarrassing that was? Oh, man.
Well, yeah, you don't remember, so...
I do remember that.
Oh, you remember the embarrassing
part. I remember it being, like, left alone.
Well, I'm sorry for leaving you alone.
Yeah. Apology not accepted.
I'd just like to make a quick announcement. In our hockey pool that we have with a few of our friends, I am currently in first place.
Oh, that's...
A nice announcement for our first podcast.
I'm ahead of Milan, so that's all that matters.
Are you really? And
by 1 point.
Wow. At least I'm not in last.
You're in eighth. And I'm in seventh.
Both of those not good places.
Yeah, those are awful places.
Yeah, that's
be.
Why I said ahead of Milan. I didn't want to say I was seventh.
Yeah. Well, you just did.
Well, I didn't want to say it the first time.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I have a question for you guys.
Okay, I'm all ears.
And fucking take us however you want. What are some things that people do that fucking grind your gears, that just piss you off?
Oh, I know what my biggest pet peeve is.
Like, for one, somebody bragging about them being in 7th instead of 8th place in a 10-person league kind of pisses me off.
That coming from the guy who just bragged about being in 1st.
Yeah.
You're not first, you're last, pussies.
Okay.
Okay, my biggest pet peeve.
Yeah, Spanky, what's your biggest pet peeve?
It's kind of a weird one.
You seem like a guy that doesn't get pissed off very often, so I want to know. I just want to know what it is.
Okay, yeah. Well, this is what it is. This is my biggest pet peeve is when I meet, or, okay, how do I describe this?
Is when, like, people cut you off?
No. It's okay. I'll make an example here. So let's say me and Sean, we go to a party or something, and then I've never met Milan before.
I would never go to a party with you.
But no, just look.
I'm just kidding.
I would never introduce myself to somebody like you at a party.
So. No, just listen. So then, So then me and Sean are friends, and then Sean and Milan are friends, but I don't know Milan.
Yeah.
And then Sean talks to Milan for like 3 minutes, and I don't even know this guy. I'm like, for fuck's sakes, like, introduce me to this fucking stranger. That, how am I supposed to, like, be acquainted to somebody or make friends with somebody that I don't know? You know, it's just nicer to
you don't like.
That's my pet peeve. Like, whenever I'm with somebody and I feel like these two people don't know each other, I always introduce them, right? Just in case.
Just being a nice guy.
It's just like, yeah,
let's make everybody acquainted. I agree. That's something that grinds my gears.
That's my biggest pet peeve.
That really gets me going.
I've been there. A lot of times.
Then it's just awkward when, like, the one guy who's mutual friend walks away, and then it's just you two guys standing there.
Yeah, that's happening to me.
That's the worst, man.
Yeah, and then you're just like, by the way, I'm...
Yeah, then it's just, like, small weather talk, like, oh, it's pretty cold out there today,
TBH, both you are fucking awkward to begin with at parties.
What? I'm not awkward. I'm a social butterfly.
I'm a social butterfly. No.
Yes, I am.
I'm kind of... I won't lie, I'm a little quiet until I get a buzz on at a party. I'm kind of a wanderer. But as soon as I get to that point, I'm everybody's best friend.
With you, though, you're the kind of guy that when you get like too fucked up, you stop talking completely.
Yeah, that's weird.
So there's like, I'm not talking, and then you hit like a threshold, and it's like I'm the fucking social pariah. I'm ready to party. I'm everyone's best fucking friend. You're the guy taking the charge, and then it's like, oh, and there's that fifth shot of tequila, and there I go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty weird when you don't talk.
Yeah.
You know what, though? Maybe at a time I was that guy, but I'm pretty sure in recent times I've been out partying both you guys. Maybe not Spanky.
Well, I think the only reason you've been out partying us that you can say that is because... You literally fucking flew all the way to Vancouver for a stupid Riff Raff concert and just fucking went buck wild for a whole weekend. I think that trumps any party I've ever done.
Yeah, I almost died that weekend.
Like, personally,
actually,
I'm not driving to the nearest city to see Riff Raff, let alone fucking flying to another province to go see Riff Raff.
I'd really debate even if he came to this town.
Yeah, like if the tickets were free and I was in the area at the time, then maybe I'd go.
And if it's a weekend.
Yeah, if it's a weekend.
You know what? That was actually probably the best party I've ever been to. And it was just absolute insanity. It was held in a hotel.
Was it Linsanity?
Yeah, it was like basically the insanity workout.
Was there lots of girls there?
Oh, so many girls.
Yeah, just all dudes.
Yeah. Oh.
There might have been
there wasn't.
One transvestite.
And it was Halloween too, and so they were all dressing the part as a... I think all the girls, they dressed up as a slut. But hey, I'm not complaining.
So you're saying that's what grinds your gears when girls dress up like that?
Yeah. I think it's very disrespectful to women when they... I don't even know what I'm saying right now. This isn't me. No, that's my favorite part about Halloween. I don't know about you guys, but what's your favorite part of Halloween? The candy or...
I like... The trick aspect of Halloween.
I'm not a fan of the treat, but I am a fan of the trick.
Oh, yeah.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I'm catching it. I'm catching it, all right.
Yeah, it's mine. Eric, there it is in the air, and I got it. Milan, what grinds your goddamn gears? You've been on this topic for how long?
Yeah.
Do you not? Are you just a guy that doesn't get upset by anything?
Yeah, to be completely honest with you guys, have you like even ever seen me mad before?
Depends if you're drinking or not.
Well, yeah.
I've seen you fucking punch Spanky right in that stupid face of his before.
Oh, fuck all. Yeah, several times.
But that was very mutual friendship, punch in the face.
Yeah, you chipped my tooth in a bowling alley. How many people could say that?
Whoa.
Eh?
Which tooth was it? I'm not sure.
I've never talked to a lot of people.
It was the back one.
The important
one. I don't know what it's called.
It's just the one tooth he has.
No, I got it fixed.
Oh, you got... Really? You had to get it fixed?
You went out your way just to get the tooth fixed?
Well, it had to be like filled in or whatever else. You know, you can get cavities and shit in there or whatever.
Holy shit, I never knew that.
Yeah, why didn't you ever tell us this before?
I don't know. Like, you guys... I didn't think you guys would care.
I feel way worse about that. I just thought, like, the top part came off and no harm done.
No, man. I had to go to like a three hour like surgery.
I'm
just kidding.
All right, I'm gonna tell you guys this. Something I've never told anybody before. It really grinds my gears.
Yeah,
but it's the people that go upstairs two at a time. Like, what are you trying to prove?
I'd do that. That's the only way I walk upstairs.
Yeah, it's awkward for me to go one at a time.
No, it's normal for you to go one at a time.
Sometimes I take stairs three at a time.
Yeah, that's right, a bit excessive. Now you're just showing off. That's weird.
Yeah. See, to you, when it's more than normal, now it's weird.
Yeah, because two is normal for me, but I rarely go up one. I don't know. It's just I prefer it that way, I guess.
It almost seems like more work to like go up by one stair than me. I would just rather.
It does feel like more work. Like, I'll do it a couple steps, like single step.
Just I'm like, man, get the feel, get your legs warmed up.
Just to remind me how much I hate it.
All right. Well, you know what? I guess I'm wrong. I guess I can't.
You know what, though?
I guess I can't have something normal that bothers me like you guys.
And I will say this. Lots of staircases are different. So, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes the steps are a lot smaller, a lot more narrow. Sometimes they're completely dangerous. Yeah. So, when I think of a staircase, I'm like, and maybe this is like the fat kid inside of me. I'm like, I want to get these fucking things done with as fast as possible.
Yeah, I'm not having fucking any of them, I guess. All right, fucking good point.
Let's put it this way. Does anybody here like stairs enough to do the stair climber at the gym?
Never considered it.
I've never stepped on it.
One time I did, and I was like, oh, just do 5 minutes. I couldn't even do a freaking minute.
Holy fuck.
That hard, eh?
Yeah. Try it out.
All right, you know what? Then just fuck the stair climber. Fuck you. Fuck stairs.
Also,
I'm an escalator man. Yeah. Anyways, I prefer automatic stairs.
I just like to take this time to give a quick message from our sponsor, which is the Olympia Stair Climber, new 3000. Yeah. Climb stairs because we care.
Yeah.
All right, back to you, Brewski boys.
Hey, thanks, Milan. Okay, here's another I wanted to discuss with you guys. I don't know how you feel about like the supernatural and all that stupid shit. First thing I'm going to talk about is ghosts. Milan, do you believe in ghosts?
That's kind of a hard question to answer. To a point, I believe in them, I guess. Like, if somebody tells me a place is haunted, no, I'd probably still go into it, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go into it to fucking check that shit out. But, like, I don't know. It's kind of a stupid thing to talk about, fucking ghosts. Who gives a shit about ghosts? Spanky, how do you feel about ghosts?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of, I believe in it, but I don't kind of thing. I don't know, I'm on the fence about it, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing your views.
that was a really great topic.
Yeah, that was super deep, guys. All right. On the topic of ghosts, something ghost-related, Sasquatch, real or not. I think what I've experienced whenever I talk about Sasquatch is, do you believe in them or not? It's usually like one out of the group usually doesn't believe in Sasquatch. I don't know if that's the case with us. Again, we did not discuss any of these topics before we came on air. In fact, we didn't discuss a fucking thing. Sasquatch.
This is all coming to you live. And unscripted.
We're just going for it.
I'm going to start with how I feel about this. I believe Sasquatch is real. He's fucking out there.
I 100% agree with you. Sasquatch. I think there's more than one Sasquatch, actually. And because I really like those shows like Finding Bigfoot, Tracking Bigfoot, and I think one of these days we're going to get them.
We're going to get them one of these days, and then the show is just going to be over.
Yeah.
I think, you got to think about it.
And those fuckers are going to be out of jobs.
Yeah. yeah. So I think Sasquatch is out there, yeah. Like, I think it's a fucking, I don't know, actually. The more I think about it, it's like, there could be a Sasquatch out there, but then there also couldn't be a Sasquatch. I don't fucking know. I'm undecided. Spanky, how do you feel?
Yeah, I don't really believe in it.
Are you serious?
Really? I thought you did.
No.
Really? Why don't you?
Just because, I don't know, you think you would have found it by now, really.
Well, when you think of a Sasquatch, like, he's an ape, right?
Big hairy man.
Yeah, and he could be smarter than us, and
He's smarter than us. Yeah. I think even if he was smarter than us, then they'd have, like, a society and fucking be able to interact.
Okay, how about he's smart enough to stay away from us?
But, like fucking gorillas are smart enough to stay away from people.
Yeah, and
monkeys and deer are smart enough to stay away from people.
Yeah, you know what? I don't really know. I'm just, you know, if we find it, cool.
Cool beans, but it's not going to change your life.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just a lot more antisocial, like just freaking beating off.
Maybe they're that guy at the party that they don't introduce you to.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man, those fucking guys.
Do you ever see a big hairy guy at a party?
No. I don't know. What the fuck does that even mean?
Maybe that's Sasquatch.
Come along when everybody's like too drunk to know who they are.
Yeah, maybe Sasquatch is that big hairy guy at the party that nobody's introduced you to. Yeah,
and they're all blurry, just like in all their Sasquatch pictures too, because you're all too wasted to see properly.
That's happened to me before.
Yeah, that was a fucking dumb joke, my bad.
Okay. Another thing I want to talk to you guys about, guilty pleasure songs. You know, those songs that I'm not going to tell you guys that I like, even though now I'm probably going to tell you which ones they are. Yeah, like,
I feel like we're all about to tell each other.
I think we all have our guilty pleasure songs. Everybody has a guilty pleasure song. There's that one song that comes on the radio, and you're like, shit, this is my jam. Here it is. And then you're singing along. Fucking here we go. Here we go. But then when you're with your friends.
I feel like what you just said was worse than having the guilty pleasure song.
But then when you're with your friends or you're out in public, you're sitting there quietly, and your buddy in the front seat is like, oh, I fucking hate this song. Yeah. You're like, oh, worst song ever.
Yeah. Just using all your willpower not to tap your foot.
Not to get into this.
Yeah.
Spanky, what is your guilty pleasure song?
I don't know. I feel like it's not really a guilty pleasure song. It's, well, maybe to you guys, but you know Heart of Glass by Blondie?
Must have missed that one. Can you sing it for us?
No, there's no way.
No, I was born in 1992, so
yeah,
I'm familiar with that song.
Yeah, I think it's probably 80s. I'm guessing. I don't even know when it was released, but it's an oldie. I enjoy it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was thinking like a top 40 song that you just can't get enough of. Is there anything like that?
Oh, like recent, like
yeah, like a top 40 song that like
oh, man.
When you're listening to this podcast. You're going to be like, I fucking love that song. But when you're carpooling to work on Monday, you're like, yeah, that song is no good.
Actually, I really like that Taylor Swift song. Actually, you know what? Taylor Swift's whole new album.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't listened to it yet. I want to.
Shake It Off. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an awesome song. Yeah,
everybody loves that song. That would be weird if you didn't like it, you know?
Oh, well.
But gets, I agree with you, though. That's one of my...
That's one of those songs that when you're at the buddies, it's like, oh, stupid song, turn it off, man. But then when you're on your way to work on Monday, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is my jam.
I'm dancing so hard, I'm going to get in a car accident.
All right. My song, my guilty pleasure song is Ariana Grande. Like, I don't even know what the title is. It's like, this is... The last entertainer.
Oh man, you're butchering that.
I don't really know the word.
Isn't it Break Free? Like this is the part where
something
I
like
break
that.
Free.
Yeah, I think that's definitely what it is.
Yeah.
But
so if you're alone and that song starts,
if
to
I'm
play,
alone and that song starts to play, I don't even want to tell
no
you guys.
Control.
I don't even want to tell you guys what happens. It's fucking disgusting.
Do you just dance in front of the mirror?
I just get around and get my hair brush out. And
oh, yeah. Put on some lipstick.
No, I don't do that.
apply a bit of makeup.
Yeah, tuck your junk back.
That's fucking disgusting.
Tuck it in between your legs. Maybe I could be a pretty girl.
That's fucking disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Sean.
No, what were you saying, Spanky?
I was just going to say another topic. You guys, Milan, I know you played minor hockey. Sean, you never did, eh? Now I just play beer league. I played myself for, I think I played for 8 years minor hockey. In the shittier league, because I'm not that good.
In the show? You know what? In the NHL?
Yeah.
You were in the NHL?
Yeah, but I was going to bring up, Sean, I'm surprised, like, you never played hockey, you know, in Northern Alberta. Almost, you know, I would say probably a large majority of the kids do it.
Yeah, but you played football.
Yeah, I was a football player. I wasn't much of a hockey player.
It almost seemed to me that because football and hockey, those are like the two most demanding sports. So you kind of almost had to pick one or the other.
Yeah, definitely.
I did both for 2 years.
Well,
he got us there.
You're a super athlete. You're a
fucking savage.
Yeah.
But I think you guys also got to kind of remember who I am now compared to who I was in high school.
Oh, yeah.
I was not quite the physical specimen I am now by any means. I was a fucking big motherfucker.
Now you're a little motherfucker.
Now I'm a little motherfucker. And yeah, I think if I was in the shape I am now in high school, I probably would have played hockey.
Yeah, definitely.
Instead of being a fucking stupid fat piece of shit.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say stupid.
No, but you guys know what I'm saying. If the opportunity was there now, I would like to just strap on a pair of skates. You know, I got to learn how to skate.
Yeah.
To begin I can with. Teach you.
Thank you.
It's one-on-one.
One-on-one lessons.
We got to get
dim,
on,
the, dim got, the lights.
We got to get on that outdoor.
Yeah, man.
I heard they were flooding it the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
but that's something we can talk about the podcast, yeah. I guess.
I don't think anybody really gives a fuck about yeah. They're flooding the outdoor where we live.
You guys are, if you guys are in the tri-state area, the outdoors being flooded.
Being flooded.
We have a very specific demographic.
So, current events. Anybody, have you guys gotten any?
Ebola. Should we touch on Ebola?
Yeah.
I think you feel like it's touched all of our lives.
I hope I'm never touched by Ebola personally. No.
I think Ebola is changing all of us for the better.
For the better?
Yeah, because this way I don't have to like touch, like shake hands with disgusting people. I'm going to be like, no, sorry, you probably got Ebola. I can kind of back off a little bit. There's a lot of fucking weirdos out there.
If you don't want to get Ebola, I would, I don't even know what I was going to say.
No, but Kate, you know what? On that topic of germs, I got something here. I got a story here. I want you guys' input.
Okay,
the other day, tell me if this is like, I feel like this is a smooth move on my part. The guy, I go get a salad at Subway. The guy, he sneezes into his elbow.
Gross. You know what kind of thing? As he's making your sub?
No. He was making the guy's sub in front of me.
Okay.
So I seen this, and then he just like sneezes into his elbow, doesn't change his gloves, doesn't wash his hands. I mean, technically the sneeze probably all went into his like upper arm, but still I was just like, fuck that. And then the guy made his sub, and then he comes to me, and I was like, yeah, I'll get a salad. But I was like, hey man, I got allergies. Can you change your gloves and wash your hands? I'm not allergic to anything, but I don't want to be like...
Dirty dog.
I don't want to be like, hey...
I just seen you fucking sneeze.
Yeah, you're fucking sick, motherfucker. Yeah,
you're a disgusting human, you piece of garbage.
Pulling the wool right...
So now every time I go to Subway, the guy thinks I have allergies. So now you just clean all the time for me.
Yeah, well, he didn't even ask you, like, what are you allergic to? He's just like...
I was just like...
None of his fucking business. Yeah. That's what I would have said. Yeah. I'm allergic to your disgusting germs, you Ebola-ridden... monkey man.
Yeah,
is that what you said to him?
No, it's not what I said.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry if that hit too close to home.
It did. Yeah, yeah. Really close. Bad.
Well, guys, I'm really happy that we were finally able to get together and do our first podcast.
Yeah,
this thing's fucking brilliant. I think we're gonna be able to come back bigger and stronger every single time that we do this.
Yeah.
Spanky, give the people at home some closing remarks.
Just remember, guys, 1 + 1 = 2.
And to believe in yourself.
And don't forget to tie your shoe.
And don't beat children, because that's illegal.
Yes.
Like Adrian Peterson, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
You want to fucking end up like him?
Exactly.
Hey, Milan.
No, I was the one that said don't beat children.
I think you said do beat children, and that's a fucking disgusting statement to make as your closing remark.
Well, once again, agree to disagree. And I'm Milan.
Good for you.
I got real fucking awkward real quick.
Close right there.
No, I think a cool thing that we should end the podcast with every week now Other than closing remarks, is let's all give a piece of advice to the people at home, and it can't be beach kids. Let's
like, is this though, serious advice or just like, no, like we're ones to give advice in life?
We the kind of people to give advice? I think we've already kind of proven people can trust us, and we're very noble men.
I wouldn't trust me if I listened to this first podcast.
Yeah, I don't.
Thank you. Okay, what's your piece of advice for the people at home?
Okay, like, is this serious? I don't know. You go first, so I can know what to say.
you're the one driving this machine.
You always put me on the spot, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, just remember. Okay, no, I'm not gonna. I don't know what the fuck to say.
Milan, what? Okay, all right. I'm gonna throw this over to Milan. Milan, what's some advice?
You know what? Some really good advice someone once gave me was
I got one good after.
Okay, well, how about you just say it now?
If you're ready.
No. Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah. Actually, you know, my football coach told me this. He says, you know what? If you don't want to do something and somebody's forcing you to do it, be really fucking bad at it. Because then they're like, hey, fuck this guy. We're going to find somebody better.
That actually is pretty good advice. Yeah, I never thought of that.
Yeah, because I told him, I was like, I don't want to be offensive lineman. And he's like, yeah, because he's like, well, you know what? Be really bad at it and we won't put you out there.
That's like, awful advice from your coach.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, usually a coach says, go out there and give 110%.
Yeah, fucking do this or you're off the team is usually how it works. Instead of, yeah, just be bad at it. We'll find something else for you.
Oh, yeah, just let everybody through and like beat the shit out of your quarterback.
D-line, okay. D-line is good, but offensive line, fuck that.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Milan.
And my advice is going to be the complete opposite, I think. You should always give 110% no matter what you're doing. Make the best out of a bad situation.
Oh, that's good advice.
That's shitty.
My advice for everybody out there is do whatever you want and be yourself.
You know what?
Be yourself.
Actually, I'm going to change my advice, and that's going to be, if you ever want to give somebody advice or maybe talk about advice on a podcast, you should probably think about that advice before you're going to give it prior to recording.
Don't put the guy on the spot. Oh, Sean.
All right. My advice is actually don't be yourself because you're probably a shitty person.
Be somebody better.
Yeah. Be better than you are now, which is better than yourself. Just keep striving to be better. That's my advice.
And
I think
that's a good place to end it.
Yeah, I think we're going to fucking wrap this thing up, guys.
And if we're not taking off the air, then we'll see you next week.
Yeah, just remember, we can only go up from here, guys.
Yes.
What's the phrase we had at the beginning of the podcast, Milan? You're so bad, we're good.
Oh, the Brewski Boys. The podcast so wrong, it's right.
Well, I think it's a good note to end. Signing off, I'm Sean.
Milan.
And Spanky.
We'll see you next time.